This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Be 7 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Last day of January, tomorrow, February 1st. Don't you love it, Jay, when I go into my English teacher mode library? February. People so misspell it and they're so sloppy about the pronunciation. Let's go to the library.
Well, I was taught that the first R is a silent R. So
really?
I think some people aren't being lazy. We were just taught wrong.
Uh-oh. That's bad. Anyway, who
but
do I
thank goodness for
that?
You, Doug.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hear it for me.
Helping us all live better lives by properly pronouncing February.
Better lives through Doug. And don't. And by the way, this is part of me raising the bar. I would like to think and hope that because you listen to this program, that your life is better. I try to raise the bar pretty much every day. And when I raise the bar, you jump higher. Right? Isn't that how it works universally? If you raise the bar, don't you want to go higher? I think mentally.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Or have a really fun game of limbo.
Yeah. The limbo rock. Remember that? How low can you go? All right. Here's a story about I'm exasperated because I would like this to have ended well, but it doesn't. Remember, was it last week or the week before when that six-year-old kid shot his teacher? Was that last week or the week
it was
before?
A couple weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now, the school administrator and security teams are going to be present as the students come back to this school where the six-year-old shot his teacher. Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News opens back up again this week, and it's been almost 3 weeks, actually. I thought it was, the time does fly. Police have the boy brought the 9mm handgun to school and intentionally shot his teacher. Abby's mm-hmm. Werner was her name. She was teaching her first grade class. She actually is now better. I guess she didn't get killed for some reason or other. I don't know whether I was confusing this with another one of these stories, but one of the places where kids went to shoot him up, the person, the victim, died. But this 25-year-old teacher, even though it was in the hospital,
she survived. Yeah, it went through her hand. Yeah, the bullet hit her hand first, went through her hand, and then hit her in the torso.
Right.
And she was able to even get the rest of her students out of the classroom while other faculty members were able to subdue the shooter, the child shooter. And, yeah, she is recovering. And the school has reopened. They went back to school.
So they put in, they've got metal detectors in place, and I think about my old expression, after the cows leave the barn, you close the door. And one would like to think that this wasn't necessary. What's going on in our country? What's going on in our world? This shooting, there have been, you know, more shootings this past weekend. I didn't even talk about them the other day because it's the same old story. It's too bad because mm-hmm. different people, but wasn't it the other day four people got shot someplace in California?
Oh, it just keeps happening. Well, but also when we think of a shooting at an elementary school, we are thinking that an assailant brought the gun into school, yeah. not one of the students. It was somebody who broke into the school and caused the chaos. And in mm-hmm. this situation, most people would not have thought that a six-year-old would purposefully bring a gun to school to shoot their teacher. And
well,
now it's on the radar.
More and more. When I came into the house on Friday, I turned on the television having my dinner, and Bill Maher was on. He does his program live to what they call live to tape on Friday nights in Los Angeles. And I'm not sure where the studio is, but at any rate, not important to the story. He has become more and more as his way of looking at things is so rich not in hyperbole, but in practicality. He's become a very practical. Now, some of you may despise him because you think that he's a liberal and he's a horror show and he's ruining the country, but he really isn't. He's really looking at things really, really through, he does wear glasses, but the glasses are pretty clear. And as he was talking about this particular, or these, all these shootings in the California school systems and elsewhere in California where the dance club was shot up, talking about guns and the practical approach to what you do with people like this or what's going on in our country, I'll tell you something. He really does have a spin on almost every issue that he comes up with. I agree with him on. I never thought I'd say that because I used to think he was a liberal lunatic. But he's become maybe either I'm changing or he's changing or we're both changing. But he offers so many practical observations on what's going on in the world today, has good guests, talks about good books. It's an interesting format that he puts together. And in this circumstance, most recently, last Friday, we were talking about what's going on with the guns. And how, you know, he was relaying stuff about the police. And he's just got a lot of common sense. I guess I'll leave it at that. Going back to this school system and what's going on at the Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, they got rid of the principal and the assistant principal after the shooting. A new administrator was appointed to lead the school. I guess I would ask, what did the principal and vice principal have to do with this kid bringing the gun into the school? Why would they be held?
Well, the vice principal who took over as interim principal chose to leave. And there wasn't much word as to why, whether or not it was because the teacher had already filed complaints, as well as another teacher filed complaints against this particular student, and they went unanswered, or if there is a PTSD situation going on where they just feel that they can't do their job there. They need to go somewhere else or maybe leave the field of education entirely and go do something else too.
Well, apparently
there's so much speculation.
This school administrator had gotten a tip the boy might have brought a weapon to school. That's why they fired him.
The original principal. Yes, the original principal was fired, and then the vice principal, who became the interim principal, left voluntarily, resigned.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's a lot of... The gun apparently was in the mother's closet on a shelf 6 feet high.
Yeah.
And had a trigger lock.
Not secured properly, as was previously stated.
Yeah, right. By the mother, who's trying to cover her own butt as much as she possibly can. So, anyway. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. The economy is always on our minds, I think. What does it cost to buy eggs? We certainly have been talking about that. And if you didn't hear me talking earlier, we're going to come up with a contest in which you can win a dozen eggs from my farm. Stay tuned for details on that. If you can't afford the $8, I saw in the local Whole Foods here, $13.99 for a dozen of free-range jumbo eggs. What are you paying for eggs in Cleveland, the good ones? You can buy them for $6, but they're crap.
And I make sure when I buy eggs, they have to have the organic and certified humane stamps on them. Otherwise, I won't personally get them.
Yep.
But they're hefty, yeah. It can be about like $8.
Yeah. Well, you know, in fact, that's about what they deserve. They should be in that price category, frankly, because that's what it takes for the farm. If you're buying good local eggs from a farmer who may have 100 chickens or a couple of hundred chickens, instead of going to these places that have thousands of chickens and the eggs are
they can't possibly be humane certified with that number, over 100,000 that died in that egg plant fire that just recently happened.
Right, the egg plant.
Possibly humane certified.
The avian flu, which took 45 million hen lives last year, is in part responsible for this, but cost of feed, everything is going up. So eggs, which are a very easy source of protein and very popular, most everybody you know has eggs for breakfast, right? They go to the restaurant, they want eggs. If they're home, it's eggs and bacon, or maybe a waffle, you know, that kind of. So eggs are really high on the hit list of people who want to have staples. And so the fact that that's a good example of what's going on to the price of everything, yeah. And now, to bump it up, people wondering what it will take to buy a home this year. If you want to go back into there, were no there haven't been bargains for what, 3 or 4 years really. The prices on houses, I know around where I am, they were easily, when they go to market, people come in, I'll give you $10,000 over asking price. I'll give you $50,000. I'll give you $100,000. Yeah, it's crazy. What people were doing, but they all, you know, they could borrow the money and bing, bang, boom, interest rates were low, so they could afford it. Well, now the interest rates aren't so low, so selling, if you're a seller, it's a buyer's market, frankly, certainly not a seller's market. It was a seller's market last year. But I think because there are fewer people with the right money, and people are getting their financing in place, frankly, it'll be less frenzied and more orderly to buy a home this year. I have a very good friend who's a real estate agent, and we were talking about this, what it will take this year to stay sort of ahead of the market. Affordability
that's
is
that's good news.
Well, there's a challenge, but it's not as crazy as it was, frankly. Median prices are about 10% higher than they were a year ago, but mortgage rates are 100% higher than they were a year ago. So if you're making monthly payments, I guess the practical side of it, if you were paying $800 as a monthly payment, it's about 64% higher for the same home and the same mortgage this year in comparison to last year. Think about that. So you're up to, if you were paying 800 and something bucks before, you're now going to pay 1400 bucks if you have one of those adjustable mortgages, which is...
Well, and that's causing sellers to come down in price and then firing their realtors, doing for sale by owner, just so that they don't have to pay the realtor. Then they at least get some of that money back that they have to come down.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it depends on where you are. California is still popular. Places in the South where it's warm are popular. But wow, what a difference a year makes, right? It's 18 after on Good Day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing in
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with celebrity news, our social media. And by the way, you can always reach us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And we're moving ourselves into a new studio. We had the pleasure of getting the phone lines back again so you can leave messages. And I think that's things. I think that stuff is working now. So anytime you have idea that you want to share with us, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. So in the celebrity gossip department here, trending is Julia Louis-Dreyfus's comments about her son's sex scenes on Sex Lives of College Girls.
That has to be so weird. Even if you are an actor yourself, to have your child become an actor and have sex scenes, and you want to watch what they're doing, you want to support them, and also I'm sure there's pride there, but it's still, even though it's not really happening, it's all simulated, it still has to be so weird.
Yeah, it really is. It's just, I wouldn't want to do it. My son wrote a treatment for a television show, and it was the story of his life as a drug counselor, and John Hamm was supposed to be playing the lead, and he said, "Dad, be prepared. The first scene is a naked scene." And the okay, Brendan, the story of my son's life, I don't want to know who you've been naked with. I know you've been naked with your wife, and that's about all I want to know. Thank you. All right, anyway, so back to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who says she supports her son's career, but she said it was like watching her son, who's on this series, Sex Lives of College Girls. It's a racy show, very racy, she said. She saw him. I did watch the show. I think he was really great. She was adorable. But, you know, he's still out there having his time.
Yeah,
with her, right?
I feel like I would want to fast forward. Even Dakota Johnson has said that she's wanted her mom and her dad, Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson, to to watch her in Fifty Shades, all the Fifty Shades movies, gray and darker and all of that stuff. Yeah. And she's proud of what she did. She's not ashamed or anything. She grew up
kind of
in a naked
household. No, she shouldn't be ashamed.
But her mom doesn't want to see it because she's just like, I know it's fake, but I still don't want to see all of that. And she's just like, come on, will you please watch it?
Wasn't there a movie produced fairly recently where the actors admitted that it wasn't fake, that they were actually having sex? And it was being filmed like it was a porno movie. I'm trying to remember what that...
Really? What was that? Well, I know that that's one of the things with Evan Rachel Wood's accusations against Marilyn Manson for Heart-Shaped Glasses, the music video, that it was supposed to be simulated, and she says that he essentially raped her in front of people, and nobody realized what was going on.
Unga bunga. All right. I want to point your attention to the deaths of a couple of good actresses. Annie Wersching, who was very well known. She was in 24 for a number of seasons. She'd been in a lot of movies. You would recognize her immediately. I thought she was wonderful and very attractive, sweet-looking redhead. Died over the weekend at the age of 45 of some undisclosed cancer. So she's gone. And Lisa Loring, who played in the original Addams Family, has passed away at the age of 64. She was a mother and a grandmother, and so the NBC announcement was all a lot about how she played in the role. She was a character actress, a lot of other things as well, but those of you who follow, that's her. She was in the Girl from U.N.C.L.E., too, and Barnaby Jones, been around for quite a long time. All right, so anyway, a couple of passings here. To note, on the Good Day program, it's 28 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House announced Monday they will end two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. And yes, that will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions. An ice storm is impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south and is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing normal dangers along with it, falling trees and power lines and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, has died. Her family announced she passed away Wednesday of last week and was announced Monday. She was 75 years old and died in Los Angeles, California, after a short illness. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Four and a half the hour now on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program, 31st of January, and things are going swimmingly here, and mostly as we work our way into your life, the stories that Jay and I come up with to share with you basically are things that we have thought about. Sometimes we vet them with each other. Most of the time we don't. I just kind of trust her gut, and I trust my gut. When it comes to what I want to pass along, I use my intuition, which sometimes is quiet, sometimes it screams at me, and the same is true with you. The other day I went out to Western Mass to, I go out there a lot to pick up cows or to pick up equipment to drop it off. And so when I was going across the state, I thought to myself, do I want to get on the highway? Because the load that I had was pretty heavy. And I didn't want to have, I just didn't want to deal with what I might have to encumber or encounter if I were moving along the superhighway, the Mass Pike. So I went the back way. And I was very fortunate. I don't know what I would have encountered on the highway, the main highway, but I took the secondary roads, and I was comfortable feeling that I had taken my own advice. And that's kind of what it is listening to your gut. Ego fights your gut, but your gut is pretty much all-knowing. Every time you ignore your gut, you're making a mistake. Most of the time, I find that to be with me, and you pay the price for it.
Well, and haven't you ever taken a different route home only to find that there was an accident on the route you would have taken, but something told you to go somewhere else?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. All right, from the good news department, animal rescuers in Connecticut have received word that a seagull got tangled up in wires at a power line. So the animal shelter in Brantford, Connecticut, went to the location, and sure enough, the seagull was stuck close to the live power lines. I don't know who wants to volunteer for this one, but listen up. So the Eversource people, they were the ones that are responsible for the power lines. They decided to send a repairman who became the animal rescuer to get the seagull. So he was up in his bucket truck. And I'll tell you something. Well, these guys know how to work around electricity. Would you like to do it? No. Would I like to do it? No. But the bottom line is that they saved the life of this seagull.
Yeah.
All wrapped up in the wires. Yeah.
Well, probably being around the seagull was probably more of the hesitation in this whole thing than the wires themselves, because they're so trained in and out of these wires. But then to get the seagull freed from them without further hurting the seagull or getting hurt themselves. But have you seen this other one where there was a telephone pole that needed to be replaced, but it had a woodpecker nest, had made a home in one of the areas. Yeah. So they strapped the old telephone pole next to the new telephone pole. And when they cut it down, the portion of the old telephone pole that had the nest, the woodpecker nest, was still attached to the new telephone pole and just still sitting up there. So they maintained the home of the bird.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. Okay.
Bird.
Now the Super Bowl story of the day or the week. I guess the Eagles are going to face off against the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Are you on top of that? Super Bowl is set for...
Yeah, well, this was the Super Bowl I wanted to see, just because I have some friends who are big Chiefs fans, friends who are big Eagles fans. Of course, being a Browns fan, I will never be able to root for the Bengals, just because there are three teams that Browns fans do not root for. They are the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Ravens.
Right.
That's just, we can't do it. So Chiefs, definitely. Eagles, it's going to be fun. But I'm really excited for not even the commercials. I want that halftime show.
Rihanna.
Yeah. I am here for that.
All right. There you go. This is the first time there's been a live performance, too, because of COVID for, what, 3 or 4 years? How long has it been since
was
there?
Was last year not live? I thought last year was live. And now I can't even remember who did last year. The year before that was The Weeknd, who... was live, but there was nobody there.
Right.
Or they weren't able to have...
So if there's nobody there, was there really a concert?
Well, no, normally halftime, whoever the halftime performer is will have guests come on and do surprises and stuff. Like when Beyonce did it, she had Destiny's Child join. There's that one from the early aughts, who was it, NSYNC and Aerosmith, and they brought Britney Spears and Mary J. Blige and Nelly, and that was a huge one.
Yeah. The National Women's Soccer League... announcing they're going to add franchises to three different cities. Boston is one. San Francisco is another. And Salt Lake City, Utah, is the third. So how many teams are there?
That's great.
No. Soccer is becoming a big thing, right? Did Brittany Griner, is she going back to... She's a soccer player, right?
Basketball.
Oh, she's a basketball player. Okay.
She's basketball. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, let's go to the automobile department. Those of you who are eagerly awaiting your new Tesla. Tesla, there I am. I did the same thing the last time I said Tesla, too, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I said Tesla for whatever the reason. Okay, so here's another spontaneous fire. Traveling down the freeway in Sacramento, catches fire. and it takes 6,000 gallons of water to put the flames out. You can Google this video that shows the crews inserting lifts under the driver's side of the vehicle to raise it off the ground so that they could get into the lithium battery that's under the car. That's where the fire was. Why anybody would want to buy one of these damn cars, I just, the more I look at it, never mind Teslas, just any of these electric cars, because they all got the same batteries in them. Imagine if you didn't get out of
especially after that one hurricane and the batteries were catching fire because of water damage.
Right. Yeah. You got to be nuts. Of course, the people at Twitter say, this isn't the rule. Oh, really? No, it's not. But you look at a picture of that car burned out. It burned up the front seat, burned the whole front of the car and under the car. The vast majority of vehicle fires involve vehicles powered by internal combustion engines, but this is what Tesla said. But that's because, hello, the vast majority of cars on the highways are gas and internal combustion engines. And, you know, even you look at this stuff, it gets the attention. But in this circumstance, I'm looking now back to for other accidents. That's what I'm Googling right now. Isn't it great how we can kind of, I'm proud of myself. I can use both my fingers and my mouth and my brain at the same time. Woohoo!
That's impressive.
So the last time there was a battery fire in Florida, I think it was over by Tampa, if I'm reading this quickly, it cost the local community 8,000 gallons of water to put the fire out. Same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, what happens if this is in a highly wooded area, and then it creates a forest fire
of
those wildfires?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, you get no support from me if you want to buy one of these things. I think they're junk, and you're crazy to buy them, frankly. You are. I just think it's nuts. All right. From the this is the one department, the business department. Let's take another stab. This is something that actually is good, even though I don't like Walmart. They're adding 30 stores in the next couple of years, which means more jobs. Was it last Friday we talked about Walmart upping their pay? Do I remember that? It seems to me there were, we had a couple of minutes on.
Yeah, the minimum pay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, they're going to open a couple of new Sam's Clubs, open new Walmart stores. The last new Sam's Club location to open was in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and I think it was before the pandemic. So they're now trying to compete more with BJ's and Costco and that bunch. I will tell you right now, Walmart won't hold a candle, in my mind, I remember actually belonging to a Sam's Club. There was one here, but it went out of business because nobody shopped there. This is not the location. I don't mean this to sound like a snob, but my location is not a good location for these kinds of stores, or at least especially with the junk they have in the Sam's Club store. We do have a BJ's headquarters, matter of fact, not far from here. We have a BJ's wholesale club. We have a Costco wholesale store. It's about 10 or 12 miles from me. I know I go down there every once in a while. As a matter of fact, Bob, who's with us today, was responsible for me getting into the first Costco. I never knew what the big thing was. But anyway, they think
I pay for your membership every year.
Thank you, Robin.
You're one of my extra units on the Bob K. Sound.
There we go. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
It's great, especially if you have a big family or planning a party or something like that to buy in bulk, because the savings are real. The only problem is you go in for a couple items and you come out with a TV and clothes all these other things.
The last time I went in,
hey, there's savings.
I went in to get it was a couple of years ago, I went in to get a pair of rims from the glasses that I had purchased, and I was going to spend $40 for that. Well, by the time we left, I was $483 to the poorer, buying, who knows, I don't even remember what I bought, but I remember buying all kinds of stuff. And you buy more of everything, and you're never going to use all that toothpaste? Come on, you're going to use all that toothpaste? Maybe if it lived to be 100, you can use all that toothpaste. The same thing with cashews, okay? You'd have to eat a bucket full of those cashews every day in order to get through and whatever else they have there.
You know what the most popular selling item is at Costco?
No. What is it?
They're roasted rotisserie chickens.
Really?
And they lose money on every one that they sell.
That's a good loss leader.
But do you know why?
No, Marvin, why?
They don't mind losing the money because they put it at the back of the store, and very back of the store, and you have to walk past all the other sales.
Of course.
And the
because
stuff
they're smart.
Exactly. Yep. And very, very smart marketing, or whatever you call that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to another business story, kind of the aviation startup that just set a new world first for the largest hydrogen-powered aircraft ever built, a 19-seat aircraft called the Dornier 228, designed by a company called ZeroAvia. The startup is developing hydrogen-powered engines for regional aircraft. I don't want to build. Well, that's kind of out of the same league, if you will, as the electric. You know, if you think, you heard the story about the electric car, right? So who's going to be the first person to get on the plane that's powered by electric engines? I don't think so. General Electric.
It makes you wonder, because right now if a flight is in the air and it gets struck by lightning, it's still okay. But what about an electric-powered plane that's struck by lightning? What happens then?
Well, interestingly enough, there are three major manufacturers of airline jet engines, airplane jet engines. One of them is Pratt & Whitney, big Connecticut company. Second one is Rolls-Royce. We all know they're a big European, big English company. And the third one is General Electric. General Electric makes more engines for more planes than anybody else does. But, hello, then they're the ones that are trying they didn't develop the engine, but they're looking at it and seeing if they can combine the hydrogen and some of, who knows what they, but this is coming just like everything else. Is it going to save the airline industry? Is it going, one of the big airline industries, American, as a matter of fact, says that they are looking at this. So won't that be interesting? United Airlines says they're interested in it as well. So who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of these people running these airlines. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, no evil here. It's 48 past the hour.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour now on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chuck Curry joins us now with an overview. Actually, we gave Chucker an extra day to do his research on the domestic box office totals for this past weekend. I didn't see any. I went into it. I decided I would go look myself, Chucker. Not that I don't trust you, but that I am curious as to how this stuff is formatted. The one that I'm looking at, the totals are day by day. So it shows that Avatar took in $3.5 million on Friday, almost $8 million on Saturday, and $4+ million on Sunday. Do you look at it that way, or just look at the total for the weekend?
I for the most part, look at the weekend. But I got to tell you, it has dominated the box office, which is good for obviously it's good for the studio that released it, and which is 20th Century Fox, owned by Disney. It's good for theater owners, not only domestically but worldwide. It is now right on the cusp of becoming the number three grossing film of all time in terms of dollar.
Wow.
That's a 2023 dollar, not the 1939 dollar, which would be Gone with the Wind, which is still the most popular movie of all time. I just have a hard time wrapping my brain around the fact that Avatar Way of Water is so popular simply because it's not a direction, as I stated, that I want to see movies go in. I look at Avatar Way of Water more as a gigantic video game projected on the big screen. Yes, a ton of work was done to go into it, and I admire that, and I think James Cameron is a brilliant filmmaker. By the way, they are going to release Titanic, which to me is still the best film released since 1997, Valentine's Day weekend, in 4K and also 3D. I have no interest in 3D, but I would venture into a theater to rewatch Titanic because it is easily in my all-time top 25 movies.
It's all over TV, all though, now. I mean, it's lost its impact as far as I'm concerned. I saw it a couple of times.
Anytime you get a movie re-released in theaters, that is a main factor. I do think when movies are re-released in theaters, a lot of stuff that I've done over the years in terms of, you have to have fanfare, meaning you have to have an introduction and have a celebration of the product. I think that works better in the revival circuit. That's why independent theaters that do revival showings and put fanfare and a lot of love into the showings and the screenings get better results than if they're just released on, say, 2,000 screens across the country.
Yeah, and just for the heck of it, going back to the way things, the metric that's used, not to get too much into the weeds, but I know that you look at all of this stuff. The average per theater is around $2,000 for Avatar on a daily basis. And it's done, the business over this last week is down 45% from what it was the week before. But this is interesting. Been out for 45 days, and the money that it has racked up, as you've suggested. Number two on the list is Puss in Boots. Saturday.
That's done about $107 million since his run. It's going strong. His weekly holds are very good, meaning there's good word of mouth and good buzz on that film. It's got a lot more legs, or a lot more gas in the tank, as one should say.
Yeah, it looks to me clearly Saturday is the biggest movie day of the week. Sunday is second, Friday is third, and then it goes down from there. But there's a lot of interesting stats here. That crap can movie, Megan, that you love so much, was number three. It looks like it was a low-budget movie to begin with, so it's made a lot of money, $82 million so far. Am I right on that number?
Yes, you are right on that number. They produced that movie for $12 million. Obviously, had a good marketing campaign. They probably spent at least $15 million to market. But having said that, it's very profitable. It's also on day-to-day pay-per-view. We had a 17-day window, which I explained last week. So you could spend $19.99 and watch it at home if you rent, $24.99 if you want to buy it. I would put you, Doug, into the buy category on that one.
A Man Called Otto was number four, brought in $46 million so far. It did really well on Saturday, twice as much as Saturday.
Let me explain real quick. A Man Called Otto is a terrific movie.
I agree.
But here's the thing. It's done around $50 million in business. It has a production budget of $50 million. Probably Tom Hanks took a nice paycheck. The Whale, which has done $14 million, has only had a $3 million production cost. So how could they produce The Whale for $3 million and A Man Called Otto, which really is not an extensive movie in terms of location shooting, 50. So movies are not cheap. That is the biggest issue in the industry. To produce a movie, even a movie like A Man Called Otto, costs $50 million. That is problematic, I think, for the industry as a whole.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I did go see a movie, Maybe I Do, which was kind of cute, but didn't do very much at the box office. All right, okay. Chucker, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.